Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through, so have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, so I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome again to Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to say welcome. Good morning. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we are in a new month. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, who has given us our strength and our breath and our beings and allowed us to wake up this morning and to see another day. So we certainly thank God for another month. I want to let you know, again, this is announcement time, that Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we had our first class on yesterday, and certainly it's still time, April the 4th, 2019, but it's still time. Certainly, we are doing our classes on the on Blog Talk Radio. So if you missed the class, that's okay, because once you let me know that you're interested, certainly there have been those that emailed me their information, and I did get those emails out on last week. If you didn't get your email, just text me. And I get you the information to connect to the class. Registration is still, you still have time to register. If you say, Dr. Carey, I don't have the full amount, I certainly will take payment plans. I just want to get the word out, and certainly I want you to understand the day and time that we're living in. And certainly God has called me to help those and help you gain a better relationship with Christ Jesus. So I want you to do that. So we can work on that. If you need payment arrangements, if you need to make that for registration, my registration is only $50, but talk to me and we can work it out. I will be, again, performing the seven last words with the Greater Victory Christian Fellowship Church with my father on Saturday, April the 13th, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. at the West Point Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3556 South Cottage Grove. Now, I want to say that this event is free. It is free. This event will take place the Saturday before Palm Sunday. So it takes place the Saturday before Palm Sunday. And certainly I would love to see you in the place. And you will, I believe, be blessed by this performance of the seven last words in music. Most of the time you hear the seven last words preached or taught, but this is in song, and it's certainly a moving performance. If you need more information, just give me a call, 309-750-7584. Hopefully you guys should know that cell phone by now. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into the Word of God, shall we? We have talked enough about the announcements. Let's get into the Word. We thank God again for April. And certainly the theme for this month is being buried alive to reign with Christ. And our scripture focus is John 12 and 24. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit." So we are getting into April. We came out of our March period, and now we are into April. And I keep stressing April because this is a special month. Now, next Sunday or tomorrow is the first Sunday in April, April the 7th, and then the following Sunday, the 14th, is Palm Sunday, and then the third Sunday is Easter. And we understand, and I want to be plain and let you know that mankind celebrates Easter with a bunny rabbit and an egg. And how can you have a bunny rabbit and an egg, which an egg does not come from a bunny rabbit? But we as Christians look at that day as Resurrection Sunday, the day that Christ paid it all to die on the cross. And I want to say that we celebrate the risen Christ every day. But this is a time when the world celebrates, quote unquote, Easter and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. But we're just going to call it the resurrection. So when I say resurrection, you know that I'm talking about that third Sunday, which is the 21st of April, that we will celebrate Christ, his resurrection. Now that Friday, Good Friday, we're going to celebrate his death. So the theme of this month is being buried alive to reign with Christ. Now, we're going to look at some highlights and Christ's suffering. You know, thinking about that song that says he decided to die to save me. And certainly he would not come down from the cross to save himself, but he decided to die to save me. And certainly when we begin to look at the fact that he paid an awful price for our lives, and when we ourselves begin to look at what we can do in terms of allowing Christ to manifest in us. Now, back in March, various ones start celebrating what is called Lent, and that is called, it's begins with Ash Wednesday and it ends on Resurrection Sunday. And those of that particular faith, some Christians, some Protestants, some Catholics, especially Catholics. I went to a Catholic school, and certainly on Ash Wednesday, you go to Mass, you get those ashes, which are usually palms that have been burned, and they make the symbol of the cross on your forehead. And for 40 days, it is representing the suffering, or representing that period of time where Jesus fasted and prayed and secluded himself, and where Satan tempted him, and he let Satan know, I am the Son of God. You ain't got to give me nothing, and I'm paraphrasing it. I am the Son of God. Yeah. Angels will be at my beck and call. All I got to do is just say so. But it's the period between Ash Wednesday and Sunday. And normally, those that are participating, they give up something. They give up something, some particular some particular food or habit. They do so, again, to have these 40 days of self-discipline to represent fasting and repentance. And the key here is repentance. So our scripture today is John 12:24. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. So this morning, we're talking about death. Those things, or being buried, those things that need to die in us. We've been talking a lot since the beginning of this year. Last month, we talked about various issues. We talked about rejection. We talked about fear. We talked about adversity. We talked about the pit and being able to be put in the pit to reign, or to go get to your throne, get to that place, excellence, where God wants you. But now we're talking about dying, sacrifice. You know, the Lent period is a period of sacrifice. What am I going to sacrifice in order to get closer to Christ? What am I going to put under to subjection to move closer to Christ Jesus and have his love and have his anointing and repent of those things, those habits? You know, we've got to bury our attitude. We've got to bury that anger. We've got to bury that feeling of being used, and we've got to bury those things. And once we begin to put our flesh up under subjection, and there's a scripture that says that we need to do that. We need to bury some things in us. We need to bury that bad attitude, that attitude that want to make us snap at people. We need to bury those feelings of anger. We need to even bury those feelings of rejection I talked about on last week, so that we could do what? To reign with Christ. So when we begin to look at righteousness, when we begin to look at God's desire for us to walk upright, there's a lot of stuff that he's going to pull out of us because, you know, we can't take it with us when we're trying to walk upright before Christ. So that's why this period of self-denial, when people look at Lent and going into fasting and praying and repentance, it's a period of time of putting this flesh or killing this flesh. When it wants a candy bar and you know you on a self-denial, but it says, this is what I want and I'm going to get what I want. But that spirit man says, no, I need you to connect on a better and a greater level to God's will in your life. We are called with purpose. So because we are called with purpose, God has something that we have to do. And in order for us to get to where God wants us, we're going to have to die in whatever is dominating us over our spirit man. Now, I often talk about the fact that we're made in God's image. What does that mean? It means that we have a flesh, we made of body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit man has to connect with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a gift that goes and dwells on the inside. Once we begin to line our lives up and we ask that spirit to come and be infilled in us, then that spirit wants to be active in your life. It wants to be able to connect with that spirit that you already have and be able to be that open line of communication between God and you. The Bible says we don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit maketh intercession. So that line of communication, when that flesh is being buried, then the Spirit of God is dominant. And when that Spirit of God is connected, and that it's like a telephone line that reaches to heaven. And when God dials in and he rings you, and that spirit on the inside says, answer, it's God, he's calling. And you'd be like Samuel that says, your servant hears you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's good. Your servant hears you, Lord. And the only way we can hear is when we have put that flesh under subjection. You know, in Romans 5 and 17 talks about fasting, when you fast on, you know, how you should look and how your face should be and what you should do on your head and read the scripture. But when we fast, when we deny ourselves, which is a part of this Lent experience, we're looking for a deeper communication. We're looking for a deeper revelation. We're looking for a deeper closeness with the risen Savior. Now, when Christ died on the cross, and the Catholic Church has what they do, they have these traditional forms of stations of the cross, and the first station is Jesus is condemned to die. The second, and there's 14 stations, the second is Jesus is given his cross. Jesus falls down for the first time. Jesus meets his mother Mary. Simeon is forced to carry the cross. Victoria wipes blood off of Jesus' face. So it's 14 stations of the cross according to their interpretation of Christ's resurrection and his dying. And we're going to look at some of those. And it goes on down to talk about he falls a second time. He meets the woman at Jerusalem. He falls down for the third time. He's stripped of his clothes. And it really gives a really indication of the process in which this whole embarrassing, this whole humiliating process was committed to our Father who rises, who's crucified, died on Good Friday, and he's risen on that resurrection Sunday morning. Hallelujah. And when we begin to see the suffering of Christ, what he has gone through, what he has suffered in for us that we might live, and yet all we're doing now is just dying daily to have a better relationship with Christ Jesus. Because in this last and evil day, we're going to need him. We're going to need the risen Savior to operate in us, to move in us, the Spirit of God who came after he spent 40 days again, after he was risen from the cross. Christ spent 40 days on the earth before ascending into heaven. And when he ascended into heaven, he sent back the Comforter. And that is the Spirit of God in which I'm talking about, the power arm of God, who are so often referenced to, because he is the power. He is the person that sets the elements and moves God's creation into existence. That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will give you interpretation. The Holy Spirit will give you direction. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will give you clarity for your life. But we've got to deny ourselves. We've got to be buried in order to manifest those fruits that God has for us. We've got to put down everything that's not like Christ. And certainly when David said in Psalms 51, "Search me, Lord, and take out everything that's not like you," he was talking about those into things that are settled down on the inside, that is locked in our hearts and our minds, because the Bible says the heart is deceitful. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. So when you're looking at why men kill and why men murder and why people do the things that they're doing, is because the heart is deceitful. And unless you have a transfusion of the Spirit of God to resurrect his love in you, then certainly you're going to continue to be deceitful. But that's what Christ did for us. He died on the cross, and when he rose again, he rose up with all power. He rose up with love. He rose up with saying to us that we don't have to fear death anymore. Hallelujah. So therefore, we can be buried. And after we buried, we can bring forth fruits. We can bring forth the love of Christ. We can bring forth his wisdom. We can bring forth his authority to speak those things that is not as though they are. We can declare the salvation of the Lord. We can walk out even in the midst of our trials and tribulations. We can have a different attitude. Some people look at you and what you're going through and say, "What? How can you go through the things that you are going through, that's an opportunity to tell somebody about Christ. That's an opportunity to let them know, girl, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. But Christ came. And when Christ came, he made a difference. There were times when I was down and out and I didn't know where my next food was coming from. I didn't know how I was going to pay that bill. But Christ showed up in the midst of the situation, and he turned that thing around. So, girl, I don't look like what I've been through because I've been born again with Christ Jesus. See, I have died in myself. I have died to my flesh. Maria has died and taken on the attributes of Christ Jesus. Ooh, praise God. You know, I get excited when the Word of God, with the Word of God, because he is so exciting. Hallelujah. You can put God to the test, and he's faithful. You can go back to Elijah and Elisha, those prophets, and the prophet that told the 40 prophets that look, we gonna test and see who God will come through. And y'all know the story. The God of Isaac and Jacob came through. He summoned his God, our God, and God showed up. That's how God is. God will show up in the nick of time. So we are going to bury everything that's not like Christ on this month. Hallelujah. It's still early. I know Lent started in March. But as Christians, as those that want a deeper relationship with you, I certainly challenge you. Bury yourselves and look to the hills from which cometh your help. Bury your flesh. Repent daily. Seek a new relationship with Christ Jesus. God, I want a deeper intimacy with you. I want you to reveal your mysteries to me. I want you to talk to me. I want you to whisper sweet nothings in the Word. Hallelujah. Everything you need is in the Bible. Hallelujah. I tell you, everything, it has everything that you need. So I would encourage you, as we go into the first Sunday of April, as we go to Palm Sunday, and Palm Sunday, they were singing Hosiah, Hosiah, and he came and he rolled in, getting ready for the Passover, and he rode in on a donkey, and they were singing Lord, Lord, Lord. But the next Sunday they were saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. But we thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the fact that by his stripes we're healed. And because of his blood, we can know that God's blood has been bled for us. And the blood of Jesus surrounds us, the blood of Jesus. When we call on him, he's there, hallelujah, and we know by his stripes we're healed. And I know those that just call on the blood of Jesus. Why? Because there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. And the reason there's power is because of the sacrifice that he made. He became the Passover. And for those of you that don't know what the Passover is, the Passover is when Moses told Pharaoh to let his people go. And that last plague symbolizes where the Passover began. They were to put the blood of an unspotted lamb over their doorpost, over their door. And when they did, the death angels the death angel passed by their home. Because Pharaoh's heart was turned and he didn't let God's people go, the Israelites go, the plague, the death angel, killed every firstborn. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, because of the blood of the Lamb, death passed the Israelites by. Oh, and that's what the Passover is. Christ came to be the final sacrifice for Passover. He became that sacrificial lamb that will be slaughtered for our sins. And certainly we cannot forget the price that he paid for us to die on the cross. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you for the word that you've spoken to us. We thank you, God, that you moved. Thank you, God, that you're moving in our lives. We thank you, God, for your son that died upon the cross. Father God, I pray even now as I'm connecting with my listeners, I bind Satan, I bind every force of evil that's coming against them in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus apply right now to family members, those of the sick. We even ask God for a special blessing and a special prayer for missionary Calista Hill, God, in the name of Jesus, as she recovers, God. We pray, God, that you move like never before. We pray, God, that you move, God, and you heal, deliver, and set free, God. God, we know that all things work for the good of them that are called according to your purpose. And, God, we know that you have destiny and purpose in us, God. And we pray, God, that you move us to the next plateau. And, Father God, we repent of our sins right now in the name of Jesus. Every sin that we committed, God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. God, that we may grow strong in you, that we may die to this flesh in the name of Jesus, that we may produce the fruits of the Spirit, which is patience, love, long-suffering, in the name of Jesus. God, we stand on those fruits right now. Now in the name of Jesus, we declare them right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know, God, you know every need, and we speak it in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our family members that are not saved, God. Save, deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need a touch right now, God. We need it right now, not like never before, God. Touch your people in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, God. Touch this world. We bind principalities in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and deliverance even over Chicago. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, right now over our government, over our state, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and deliverance, God, salvation to mankind in the name of Jesus. Save us before it's too late, God. Save, deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. And we certainly are going to give you the glory and all honor because it all belongs to you. And certainly we're going to praise your name and we worship and adore you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Father God, because you are our rock and our salvation. And we just know that you're strengthening us right now in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened, be healed, be delivered. In Jesus' name with your Lord. Amen. I want to again thank each and every one that's on the line, taking your time to call in and to be on the line on this morning. We say thank you. And again, I will see you on next week. Be blessed, be encouraged, because God has strengthened you. Bye-bye.